it must have been wonderful as a child to grow up here. But this is the real feeling of Beijing.
Yes, this Sun family is one of the most traditional old Beijinger I have ever met. Mm. And they have done their own restoration to this courtyard. I wouldn't say it's the best kind of architectural practice, but obviously you can see how much they respect the history, including their family history. And if you go inside, you see the wood partition panels, you will see how much they have taken care of that wooden panels over the past 60, 70 years.
And just looking at the layout, it's not a very big courtyard, but just looking at the layout, it's obviously been built in the very traditional style of a Beijing sahuyar.
Yes, the foundation has not been changed, at least from the last time the Sun family purchased this place. And I also done some research about the history of this courtyard, specifically in the past. Because in 1750, during the reign of Emperor Qianlong, Emperor Qianlong employed some Jesuit missionaries, created a very systematic and scientifically drawn map of the city of Old Beijing. And if you take that map, you can still find this courtyard in this area. And the layout is roughly the same.
Mm-hmm. So you've really got the largest room is on the north side, facing to the south. And that would be where the parents would live in that room.
Yes, exactly.
Who would live in the side rooms?
When the mother of the Sun family was still alive, she was living in the main room on the east side, which is the section that they can get the best sunlight.
That's right, yeah.
And for the annex buildings, until 2004, there were some tenants who came in, so they moved in to share the courtyard with the family. Theoretically, they are tenants, but they're not really paying much, and the money don't really go to the Sun family. But later, when they moved out, when the government had a chance to move these tenants away, they returned the entire courtyard to the Sun family in 2004, and one of the siblings stayed and took care of the mother until she passed away.
This scene where we are, you could imagine this in the we are winter, but a traditional Beijing winter with the snow, the spring festival, the lanterns, dumplings. This must have been absolutely fabulous. It's a great pity that people didn't have cameras to capture this whole scene.
Yes, it's becoming rare and rare that people have a chance to enjoy this kind of traditional culture in a more authentic way.
These were always the images I had of Beijing. When I talk to old Beijingers, they talk about Spring Festival, Chunjie, and playing out in the alleys with simple firecrackers, with people going to the houses, having the dumplings, the music, the sound. It's just a kind of wonderful feeling, Matthew.
Yeah, this Sun family, they are trying to preserve as much as possible, and they have shown me some of their own family gatherings, which were videotaped, and they also showed me some photos, and I think they try to preserve this kind of intimate family feeling, community feeling, which is very much typical to the culture of old Beijing.
Mm-hmm. It is good to see that places like this have been preserved and looked after, because we've seen a lot of the buildings, many, many people staying in them, not being looked after. But this one is beautiful condition. This is real credit to the family.
Exactly. It's very rare to find this kind of courtyard being preserved in this kind of state.
You obviously have this great passion for Beijing, which I think is very good, because a lot of young people, as you know, are more interested in the cars, the apartments and so on. But are there more people now interested in Beijing? Are you seeing more young people starting to look at the city and realise how special it was?
I see a growing interest, although I think it's not growing as fast I wish. Especially with the social media, I think people have more opportunity to share their experiences when they come to a traditional courtyard, and all their friends will be immediately to see that they have been to such kind of beautiful courtyard, and they would like to comments as well. So I think that's the benefit of this kind of new technology. But at the same time, of course, people are sharing experiences from all other sources. So we need to really do it more cleverly and to attract more people, to show them that traditional culture is as lively as some of our modern culture. is not something ancient and only belong to the past.
Well, I told you earlier, I lived in a small suhuryar up in Hualuan in Sihutong. I had photographs there, particularly during the winter when it did snow. And when I showed people this back in Scotland, they said, that is so beautiful. It's absolutely wonderful to live in that environment.
Honestly speaking, I think the challenge nowadays is how to modernize the courtyard houses. If you interview the local residents, I think if you give them an opportunity to move away to apartment buildings, I would say maybe the majority of them would still say they want to, because they have problems of heating their houses or the plumbing system, private toilet. Those are all very practical issues. I grew up in a Huchong area, so I can understand what kind of challenges they have, why they want to move away. So what we are trying to do is also a series of talks by architects who have renovated courtyard houses. So we want to demonstrate through this kind of talks that tradition and modernity are not natural enemies. They can stay together, and it doesn't really cost that much money as well.
I agree with you. This is now my second time to this courtyard. The first time was to hear the talk with Tom Moore from the China Institute in New York.